You're listening to SBS News.
At a school in Burkina Faso's capital, Ouagadougou, incumbent President Rochemark Christian Kabore cast his vote as dozens of journalists and observers watched on. The 63-year-old, who has been in power for 5 years, urged the nation of 21 million to do the same.
I call on the people of Burkina Faso, whatever their political leaning, not to be lazy, because this is about Burkina Faso's democracy. It's about the development of Burkina Faso, and it's also about peace in our country.
Many in the capital heeded that advice.
It's a pleasure for us to vote this morning. I am proud and we hope the elections will pass well.
I come to vote every time because I want to choose the president I prefer. I also vote because I want peace and to improve the health system and the schools, for children to go to school.
But an estimated 400,000 would-be voters were unable to have their say. Polling stations closed across large parts of the north and east, where groups linked to Al-Qaeda and IS operate. A surge in violent attacks over the past 2 years have killed more than 2,000 people and forced 1 million to flee their homes. Peace and security is a top priority for most of the 13 candidates vying for the top job, including Eddie Comboigo. He's the new face of the Congress for Democracy and Progress, the party of former President Blaise Compaoré, who was ousted in the 2014 revolution.
The top priority is the return of the peace. The country needs to be secure. Too much blood has flowed in Burkina Faso. The country has been grieving for 5 years. We need to stop this war.
And while many candidates support the idea of holding talks with the militants, President Kabore has ruled it out. Hoping to secure a second term, his People's Movement for Progress Party, or MPP, instead centred its campaign on recent achievements, including free healthcare for children under the age of five, as well as paving roads across the arid West African country. And while he is tipped to secure a second term, analysts say the race will be tight. President Kabore's main rivals are Eddie Comboigo and the former finance minister and 2015 runner-up, Zepharin Jabre. Both candidates have claimed the vote has been marred by fraud, though neither has yet provided evidence for the allegations. Mr. Comboigo is already vowing to challenge the results by filing a formal complaint.
What we fear is that only the representatives of the ruling party are in the polling stations and that there will be a stuffing of ballot boxes.
The Election Commission said some voters had experienced difficulties finding their polling stations but did not report wider disruptions. Analysts say the race could go to a second round if no candidate wins more than 50% of the vote. Results from the first round are expected by the middle of the week. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.